After Stephen was killed, a great persecution broke out against the Christians. All of them, except the original disciples of Jesus, were forced to scatter to other cities. But as they went, they continued telling people about Jesus. Like Philip, he went to the capital city of Samaria, where he told people there that Jesus was the promised Savior. Many people gathered to hear him and to see the miracles he was doing. He would heal people who couldn't walk so they could walk. And people who were controlled by demons, Philip would cast the demons out of them in Jesus' name. The whole city was glad at what was happening. Well, one day an angel told Philip, "Go south into the desert." So Philip left the city and went into the desert. When he got there, he saw a man sitting in a carriage. Now this man was from Ethiopia, and he was treasurer to the queen there. He was returning home to Ethiopia after worshiping God in Jerusalem, and he was sitting in his carriage reading the book of the prophet Isaiah. God's spirit told Philip, "Go catch up to that man." So Philip ran to the carriage, and he asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the man said, "How can I unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip into the carriage with him. The part he was reading in Isaiah was this: "He was led as a lamb to be sacrificed, but he didn't fight back." And the man asked Philip, "Is the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" So beginning with this very part, Philip explained that Jesus was the promised Savior that Isaiah was talking about. Well, as they were going along, they passed by a place where there was water. And the Ethiopian asked, "Here's some water, why can't I be baptized?" So they stopped the carriage and went down into the water, and Philip baptized the Ethiopian treasurer. As they were coming out of the water, God's spirit took Philip away so that he showed up in another city, where he continued telling people about Jesus. Meanwhile, the treasurer returned home to Ethiopia full of joy.